Coach Mike Houston.
You want to say something, then we'll turn to questions after that, okay?
Okay. You know, obviously a tough decision. I was able to get all the players that are not in in quarantine and isolation right now together in Minji's this afternoon with them in person. A lot of disappointment. You know, they've been very resilient throughout. It's tough. You know, they've invested so much. They've been so excited about having a date. I think that they, there's where the next struggle is going to be is, you know, finding that next motivation from that next date. But at the end of the day, you know, John and I have been in constant conversation, and, you know, our medical advisors have been talking to us constantly. It's just, you know, it was going to end up not being a situation where our student athletes were safe. And just the numbers right now are not to where we can we can resume yet. So disappointed, but at the same time, still very motivated. And our group, they're working hard. So they're ready to get back out on the field.
Okay, we'll open it up to questions for Coach Houston.
Coach, is this kind of like spring practice 1, 2, and 3? I mean, you get, you stop, you get going again, you stop. I mean, and obviously it's frustrating, but you know, what do you do?
Well, it is, and the thing that was motivating them for this first part of the fall camp was getting ready to play. I do think the competition and being able to be out on the field playing again was something that kept a lot of energy and excitement out there. This pause has set us back, there's no doubt. We've got to a degree kind of start from scratch whenever we do start back, because, you know, you're just then starting to get a little bit of conditioning. And then to have this pause, now you've lost that. So it's not like you can start back where you left off. You got to start back where the players are conditioning-wise and build back up from there. So, the thing that's motivating them is still, having a season this fall. Representing East Carolina University, playing in Daddy Ficklin Stadium and competing in the American Athletic Conference.
I know it's not ultimately your decision, Coach, but obviously you have a say in it, I'm sure. When would you like to start the season? Would you like to play the 19th or hold off until that UCF game? I mean, what are your thoughts on an actual first game?
Well, I mean, obviously we want to play sooner rather than later. Number one, we've got to make sure that our kids are safe and that we get this situation we have right now with the positives, that we get it under control as much as possible and try to get, the environment, back to where we had it a few weeks ago. I think we can be ready to play on the 19th if we can get things under control pretty quickly. A lot of those things still remain to be seen.
Coach, I'm mostly worried about the mental health of the guys. Obviously, like you kind of said, getting geared up, getting geared down, that sort of stuff, quarantine, when a lot of it's out of their control.
Right, a lot. It's hard as a 48-year-old grown man. You're talking about 18, 19, 20, and 21-year-olds. So, it's hard for them to understand a lot of things. And that's why I thought it was so important that I was able to speak to them in person today. I stressed to our coaches this morning, just, right now they need us on a variety of levels outside of football. And so I think that, the coaching job right now is not as much about X's and O's as just ensuring that our players are in a good spot mentally.
What has your communication been like with those in isolation, and do they seem to be holding up well?
We've got a large number right now. Each of them were on the Zoom meeting with our team today. Individually, I message back and forth with them. They message with me throughout. I've had one just text me just a second ago. So we are in constant contact with them daily, from position coaches to support staff. So we try to keep a steady flow going just to make sure that they're doing okay.
Coach, I don't know if you can answer this. It might be something that John needs to answer, but are the majority of the positives asymptomatic? Or are there any that are a little more sick, let's say, than others?
I think there's a mixture. There's a lot that are asymptomatic. Right now, We have very mild symptoms with the ones that do have symptoms.
Does that add to the frustration, Coach, that you've got some that don't have any symptoms and some that have minor symptoms and you're shutting everything down?
Yeah, and you've got, you know, the ones in quarantine, a lot of them have no symptoms and have tested negative. But it is frustrating, and it's but it's the reality of the situation that we're in. And as we said back during the summer, situations like this, you know, this is what's going to cause games to be postponed or canceled throughout the year. You know, we're dealing with it right now. You know, I think we're probably a couple of weeks ahead of most of the institutions in the country as far as we brought our students back early. I think you're going to see a lot more of this coming in the next few weeks.
Hey, Coach, I want to just briefly kind of take this in a completely different direction. I know this was the big news today for you guys, and very disappointing, but pardon me. I was wondering if, when you met with your students today, you know, we've been aware of some of the social justice issues that have been going on, dominating the cycle this week. With all this going on with you and Marshall and the postponement, did you have a chance to talk to them about that and perhaps anything they'd like to do either the next few weeks or even as the season starts?
Yes, we did discuss that today, and this has been an ongoing discussion all summer. It's something that we've had a significant dialogue with our leadership council about. We have a couple of initiatives that we are working on right now in addition to the things that we did with voter registration and the video that the team put out this summer. It's a topic that's very important to me. I am very sensitive to the issue. Obviously, you know, being, you know, I was a prep athlete. I was a college athlete. I've been a prep and college coach for many, many years. So I am accustomed to being in an environment that's very diverse. I have close friends that have skin tone that's different than mine, and I have strong feelings about equality. So this is something that's very important to us as coaching staff and also something that's very important to our student athletes.
Coach, this is obviously a fluid situation with the pause you guys are in. Is the hope maybe to get back on the field by sometime next week, or is it just a day-by-day thing in that regard?
You know, I think it's day-by-day, but at the same time, we do hope to return sooner rather than later. I think that you know, just having the ability to begin some conditioning and weight training socially distanced over the next couple of days is a good first step, you know, with those that aren't in quarantine, to get them back active. So that's a good first step. So hopefully at some point next week we can get back out on the field and start practicing again. But, you know, even when we do, we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to take it back from where we were when we got paused.
From the coaching and kind of game plan side of it, I know coaches are so kind of regimented, and you focus on this team and then this team and then the next team. You know, I mean, you were basically getting into that with Marshall, and now Marshall's wiped out at least temporarily, and you might not know if, you know, like, how have y'all handled that from the coaching side, just the fluidity of planning for opponents at this point?
It's very much the same as the players. You know, it's, you know, we feel very locked into our Marshall game plan. We're very good about it. You know, we spent, you know, well over the past week, you know, diving deep into it. So we feel like we're in a good place with that. You know, whenever that game does get rescheduled, then, you know, we have a good starting point for, you know, for those preparations. You know, we are already today beginning preparation for UCF, if that is our next game, and began watching film of them you know, about midday today. We did a summer study, so we already have a rough game plan for them. But, you know, that's what we got to do as coaches, get ready for what's next.
Are there any other questions for Coach Houston?
Yeah, Coach, how are you, what are y'all telling to the players to make sure that they're keeping for themselves and maybe trying to keep a bubble for themselves? What are y'all doing, or what are y'all able to talk to them about?
Well, I mean, you know, the protocols have been the same for quite some time now. It's just extremely important that they wear a mask anytime that they are outside of the room. They've got to maintain social distancing. washing their hands regularly throughout the day multiple times, avoiding large gatherings, and just, you know, they've got to be diligent of not putting themselves or their teammates at risk. And, you know, the situation, I talked to him about it today, you look just over a week ago, you know, we had one active positive case in our program, and that was from an outside contact. And that had been going on for multiple weeks. And then today we are where we are. It is just, it's a painful reminder of just how serious this is and just how diligent they have to be. And it's not something that's negotiable. It's not something that they can, well, I'll do it if I want to. It's not that. It's, you have to do these things if you want to protect your teammates, protect yourself, and if you want to play this fall.